Hi everyone. All right. Today's topic is 3 key points to remember when identifying your target audience, the salesperson's perspective. Every elite salesperson is conditioned to always assess the sellability of any product. We are acutely aware of our income's volatility. Hence, we are constantly analyzing products using the SWOT analysis. The quote from Sun Tzu's Art of War states it best. Know your opponent and you will never lose. Know yourself and you will always win. In a sales context, it means to say that it is insufficient to only understand your product, its key features, and unique selling point. It is also imperative to know your current competition, their movements, and potential threats. A great example of being underprepared is the music retail giant HMV, which used to make tremendous profits from the sale of copious quantities of CDs. As we progress into the digital age, the demand for physical media started to decline, and as a result, they were forced to shut down a slew of outlets one after the other globally. Today, we are starting to see the similar gradual demise of post offices happen around the world, and soon one day, they will be as hard to find as a dodo. So, how does this all relate to identifying your target audience? Well, every product in the world is created because it has a consumption value. It is invented of a consumer's need, want, fear, or passion. Logically speaking, every salesperson should sell a product that caters to as many consumers as possible. Unfortunately, the problem that occurs is we lose focus and resources while trying to be all things to all people. In a worst case scenario, we then get blindsided by an unforeseen circumstance, such as the case of HMV. That said, this risk can be significantly mitigated when you have a great understanding of your target audience. Simply put, if you know how your specific target consumer thinks and reacts, you are always steps ahead and can plan accordingly to any changes that occur. Here are 3 points that are crucial in identifying your target audience. Point 1. Acknowledging the existence of demographics and psychographics. Most products cater to a wide range of consumers. A great salesperson can clearly segregate the overall target market into specific smaller groups. This can be by age, occupation, religion, attitudes, interests, values, etc. You must understand that the more categories you can break them down into, the lesser actionable variables there are between each prospect. An example is a product that doctors might be interested in. Notice the difference when I say, I'm going to pitch to 3 doctors today, as compared to, I'm going to pitch to 3 orthopedic doctors, aged 35 to 40, who regularly play golf during the weekends. How much easier would the preparation of the marketing materials and pitch be? Point 2. Becoming the expert for your target audience. Once you understand the importance of a defined target audience and have identified one for yourself, the next step is to position yourself as the go-to service provider within that segment. Cialdini's 6 Principles of Persuasion teaches us that there are only 6 universal principles that influences people, 2 of which are authority and consensus. Authority means that we follow people who look like they know what they're doing, while consensus states, when in doubt, people will look to the actions and behaviors of others to determine their own. In finding your niche, for example, if you were a pet shop owner and the go-to expert for grooming Persian cats, you would be deemed the authority as well as have the consensus of your target audience. Can you imagine how much easier it would be for you to sell Persian cats? Point 3. Remember that nothing is set in stone. The last point to note is that identifying and dominating your target audience is a trial and error process. In most cases, the right approach is to define and choose groups mirroring your own needs, wants, fears, and passions. I have previously written that we generally like who we are alike. This applies itself here as well. Communicating with your target audience is integral, and as such, being charismatic is a definite perk. However, if the chemistry seems to be missing, a salesperson must always be ready to review and recalibrate the parameters of his segmentation or the message that is being provided to the target audience. It can be a long drawn-out process, but the results are well worth the patience. Alright, thank you for listening in today. See ya!